$2 in protocol TVL moves, from Layer 0 to Chainlink CCIP, about $2 billion in protocol. Total value locked has rotated from Layer 0 to Chainlink CCIP, according to analyst Tom Wan, whose data was surfaced by Wu Blockchain on May 10, 2026. The shift does not mean Layer 0 is losing its lead in cross-chain transfer volume. It does mean that the collateral protocols choose to anchor behind their bridging stack is moving in CCIP's favor. This is a quieter story than a hack or an outage, but the routing layer between chains is where stablecoins, restaked ETH, and tokenized treasuries actually travel. A 2-buy reweighting, there is a signal worth tracking. Bitcoin sits at 80,643, 0.4% on the day, and ETH at 2,328, 0.6%, as of May 10, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 49, neutral. The split between volume and TVL Layer 0 has spent the past 2 years building messaging volume across more than 80 chains, and it still posts higher raw transfer counts than any other interoperability provider. Wan's read is that volume leadership is intact. The changes on the deposit side, protocols that previously held their canonical liquidity on Layer 0-backed bridges are increasingly choosing CCIP rails for the locked portion. Volume measures throughput. TVL measures trust. When a protocol parks 200 mellers of stablecoin reserves on a specific bridge, it is making a long-duration bet on that bridge's security model. Throughput can route through whichever pipe is cheapest at the moment. Reserves move on a slower clock. CCIP's pitch to risk-averse treasuries. Chainlink CCIP has leaned into a security-first marketing posture, with the risk management network and active monitoring as its core selling points. That positioning resonates with protocols that already use Chainlink price feeds and prefer to consolidate their Oracle and Bridge dependencies under one vendor. Reducing the count of independent third parties in a stack is a familiar instinct after the 2022 to 2024 bridge exploit cycle, which cost the sector well over 2.5 billion in cumulative losses. The flip side is concentration risk. Pinning Oracle data and cross-chain transport to the same provider means a single governance or technical failure has a wider blast radius. Protocols making this trade are betting that CCIP's defense-in-depth design is worth the dependency. Implications for stablecoin routing. For users, the most direct effect of routing layer competition is on stablecoin movement. USDC and USDT move between chains constantly to settle DeFi positions, fund exchange wallets, and top up stablecoin spending rails for cards. Better security on the bridge layer means fewer scenarios where a wrapped balance gets stranded or marked down because of an exploit at the bridge contract. Cross-chain rails also matter for self-custody flows. Wallets that let users spend from their own wallet often pull liquidity across chains in the background, and the choice of bridge directly influences whether those rebalances stay safe and predictable. A migration toward a more conservative interop layer is, on balance, useful for the people sitting at the end of the chain holding a card. The Layer 0 camp's counterargument. Layer 0's defenders will point out that TVL on a bridge is partly a function of which protocols chose that bridge as their canonical home, not a direct measure of which messaging layer is technically better. CCIP tag TVL has likely been boosted by Aave's GHO cross-chain expansion, by tokenized treasury issuers using CCIP rails, and by enterprise integrations that Layer 0 is not chasing in the same way. There is also nuance in how Wan's 2B figure is computed. TVL on interop layers is sensitive to which protocols' deposits are counted and whether wrapped representations are included on both sides. Treat the headline number as directional rather than precise. A signal, not a verdict. This is not a winner-take-all story. Cross-chain infrastructure has historically supported multiple providers running in parallel, and most large protocols deliberately use more than one to avoid single points of failure. The takeaway from Wan's data is that the share of trust-weighted liquidity, the kind that protocols are willing to lock against a bridge's security guarantees, is migrating. That migration is worth watching even while Layer 0 continues to lead the volume scoreboard. If the trend continues into Q3, expect to see governance proposals at mid-size lending and stablecoin protocols explicitly debating bridge selection on security grounds. That is the lever that translates a 2B reweighting into a structural change.